Welcome to Singer Lewak's podcast series, brought to you by the professionals of Singer Lewak from various areas of expertise. Our podcast series touch upon different subjects related to growth, strategy, tax advisory services, and technical and regulatory matters.
All right. Hello. Welcome to the Fran Factor podcast. This is our very first episode of the Fran Factor podcast. My name is Laura Buitrago.
And I'm Reg Bird.
And we are excited to record our first episode. We have decided to start this podcast to develop a community and a resource for franchisors, franchisees, and small business entrepreneurs. We hope you enjoy the show. It is a journey that Reg and I are embarking on to help the franchise and small business community to continue to thrive in this very fast-paced world, high technology, artificial intelligence around the corner taking over our jobs, etc. world. So, to start off, Reg, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure, I'll just piggyback a little bit on what you said, Laura, about helping small businesses. Our intention of this podcast is to help entrepreneurs and small business owners keep their businesses open. This has always been a key differentiator of ours when we are helping folks with back office cloud-based accounting or tax or with financing a new business or whatever the case might be, is that our culture is driven from the fact that we want people to be successful. We want people to arrive financially safe. And that is really what sets us apart, and that's the benefit that we bring to the table for you. That's our true value. As I said, I'm Reg Bird. I'm from DCV Franchise Group, which is a division of Singer Lewak. We joined Singer Lewak about 3 years ago. The firm has been around for 60 years, and we're delighted to be here because now, with that culture I just described to you, we have just a huge list of the different kinds of services that entrepreneurs and small business owners need. For many years, I realized, being the founder of DCV, that our clients were asking for services that we didn't offer. They were asking for, what do I do about accounting? What's a balance sheet? And how do I get my taxes done? And I'm in Texas, and it's a special state for franchising. And the list was always going on and on. So I realized very early on, quite frankly, that business owners need resources. They must surround themselves with people who are going to help them arrive safely and continue to mentor them and make sure that their businesses are in good standing. And so DCV started as a company that did franchise financing, specializing and being experts in the placement of SBA-backed financing. And we've continued to do that. And to date, we've placed $1.8 billion in small business financing for startups and for people who have never been in business before. For example, during the recession, we had people calling us who had a job yesterday, didn't today, or did today, and weren't sure about tomorrow. These are the kinds of things that you can find is a value or are values that we have to bring to you that we understand, that we've been through over this decade plus of experiences we've had in dealing with different folks. But that's primarily what DCV is, and we have worked within the Singer Lewak organization now, like I said, for almost 3 years. And with that comes working very, very closely with Laura, with you, in helping folks learn what a balance sheet is and to be able to offer them and show them what a back office cloud-based accounting system looks like. And that is so key. It's really, I don't mean to take over here, Laura.
No, absolutely not.
At conferences and trade shows that we've been to, how many times do people talk about, oh, accounting, I didn't think about that.
Right.
I better look into accounting.
And it's the last thing they think about.
Right, and they're already into looking at opening their business. They don't understand. They need, again, don't mean to steal your thunder here, but they need to understand they need an opening balance sheet. They don't book their opening expenses, their build out, and their purchase of equipment and everything to the income statement as an expense that needs to be booked to the balance sheet and so forth. I don't want to get too technical with all of that.
Not yet. Future podcast. Yeah, future podcast.
But I just want to bring to light that these are some things that can be very granular that folks just aren't thinking about. And so it's been great having you at trade shows that we go to that are very franchise-centric?
Well, I've definitely learned a lot in these trade shows. Just to give you a little bit about me is Lara Buitrago. I oversee the Business Solutions Group at Singer Lee Wack. What does that mean? The Business Solutions Group is basically we provide outsourced accounting, virtual controller, and consulting services to primarily small businesses.
So basically, you're the accounting department.
I am the accounting department. Right. So instead of having your two or three folks in-house or having, you know, your receptionist try to do your accounting, and trust me, that happens, you would outsource it to a firm like Singer Lee Wack. And we will definitely touch on that a bit more. And so, you know, just to kind of also tell you why BSG and myself, while we're qualified to work with small businesses, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my history. So I started off my career at Singer Lee Wack in the audit department, where I audited publicly traded companies, privately held businesses, and nonprofits. And so what does that do? What does that give me? What it really did was it gave me an overall view of proper accounting treatment, the variables involved in truly having a competent accounting infrastructure, and what impact proper financial reporting can make to the business owner. And of course, you have that leg of you need to be in compliance with certain accounting or governance regulations. So it gave me that view. Then after about 11 years of doing that, I went into private industry, and that is where my eyes opened in unbelievable ways. I was knee deep in actually helping to operate a business. I got a taste and a view of what is a business owner really thinking of. Are they thinking of, oh, is my depreciation recorded properly? Probably not. They're thinking more of, do I have money to keep the doors open for the next 3 to 6 months?
Right.
Where am I going to be a year from now? Can I make payroll next week? Can I pay the bills tomorrow? Mm-hmm. That is truly what they're thinking about. And so with that, I realized how important you have to have a proper accounting and finance department. It is key. And so with that, with those few years where I basically ran an accounting and finance department, I learned things like financial analysis, analyzing profitability, the importance of key performance indicators, aka KPIs, and we will definitely talk about that more on future podcasts as well. Cash flow forecasts and budgeting. And I got that real world, hands on deck view of that. So you take the audit and the compliance piece, the financial reporting, the appropriate accounting, plus the actual day to day grind of a business owner and what they're dealing with. And you put that together, and that's where we are today. And that is what BSG, our department, Business Solutions Group, can bring to a small business owner. In the past couple years, I have kind of kept my ear to the ground, and I have spoken to a lot of business owners, or I've spoken to other advisors to business owners. And what I see is that when a business owner opens their business, they are excited because they're bringing their passion out to the world. They're going to share their passion. And so they focus on marketing. They focus on what color should I paint the walls of my brick and mortar? What's my website going to look like?
That's exactly the same thing that happens in financing. They wait till the last minute to get financing, which is the biggest mistake in the world you can make.
Exactly.
Because they're so excited about looking for a location. Where's my business going to be
located?
Right,
right, exactly.
People, come on, you've got to get the financing in order first.
And where am I going to park? They worry about those type of things, which is fun. That's the fun part of opening up your business. But what the last thing they think about is financing, and they think about who's going to manage my accounting and finance. It's the last thing they think about, probably because it's not as sexy as the color of my walls, right? Mm-hmm. So that is mistake number one that I see day in, day out. We want to stop that. The purpose of this podcast is for those mistakes to stop happening. At the end of the day, accounting and finance is the language of business growth. You need to know, how are you doing? You need information so that you know, am I going to keep these doors open in 6 months? Am I going to keep it open beyond a year? I actually have a couple acquaintances, Reg, that opened up basically their own business. Very nice. I remember them looking at what color tile they were going to put on their back wall or whatever. And it was a beautiful place. They had a grand opening. I went to it, et cetera, et cetera. And I told this person, you need to have an accountant. Who's going to be your accountant? And she was more like, well, my POS system will tell me how much revenue I have. And my bank statement will tell me how much cash is in the accounts. 1 year later, shut down, gone.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all that money? What happened? She actually took money that she had gotten, her savings, and it was all gone. We don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, you know, another big mistake that happens is when a business owner combines the business with personal. So when we're talking to folks, we're making it very clear to them that you must draw a line in the sand. You must have a personal reserve set aside. And then in financing, the bank is going to give you working capital.
Sure.
And, you know, this is the way you don't have to dip into your personal account to help the business during the ramp-up period. And this way you don't have to go into the business to get cash to replace a roof or something that's happened in life. Even if you continue to work, you still need to have that personal reserve set aside because stuff happens in life.
And one key, Reg, is that in order to get financing, what do banks ask for? They ask for your tax returns. They ask for a business plan. They ask for cash flow forecast, for a budget of your company. How do you get all that? It's through having proper accounting and finance system in place. And so what we do here in BSG at Singer LeWack is we help you set up that accounting infrastructure. We help you set up your finance infrastructure. We are there to help you with cash flow forecasts, help you with budgeting. One of the things that we're setting up is also dashboards, because that's an easy way for a business owner to see how their company is doing, is looking one screen online virtually. They can look at it from their phone. Is a dashboard that will give them key performance indicators. And when we process the accounting, they on their end will see the results in the form of a key performance indicator. So for instance, what are your prime costs? That's one major key performance indicator that's really important. In order to have that information, you have to have something in place. If you don't have it, then you don't have a way to grow.
I'm jumping in real quick here because there's somebody who once told me that running a business is like flying an airplane. You've got to know how you're going to be able to take off. You're going to have to know how you're going to be able to land. Well, that's from point A to point Z. What about everything in between? How are you not going to crash? How are you not going to run into a mountain?
Right.
You've got to have KPIs along the route.
Absolutely.
In order to get you to that profitability and cash flow that you need.
And another thing, Reg, that I want to bring up, and I think it would be really key to our listeners out there, is that another error I see is now you've opened. Everything's going great. How do you maintain that?
You know what? I was just thinking about that. I've been on a number of client calls with you now, and it's really interesting. One of the recurring questions that I hear over and over again, mm-hmm. there's actually a couple, but one of them is about paying bills.
Right.
They don't know how to pay a bill. Or they wonder how they can get their bills paid on time.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing.
Do they have the money?
Right.
And that's where cash flow forecasting, that's where budgeting comes in. And you don't just do a budget and forget about it. What you need to do is you need to look at your actual results and compare it to the budget. And then you reforecast from there. You make adjustments as you need. As the year moves on, you make adjustments.
You know, Laura, that I have to be honest with you. That sounds so textbook. How many business owners do that?
A lot of people don't.
Right. I think it's a huge mistake. If you're not comparing your actuals to budget, you're going to have big problems.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
A business plan is a key differentiator that DCV brings to the table. There is no other firm in franchise financing or in franchise advisory that writes a business plan in conjunction with anything. We're the only firm that does that. And I'm really proud of that. I'm excited about that. But anyhow, that's beside the point.
No, and that's something we should have a future episode about, is what goes in a business plan and maybe some do's and don'ts.
You were talking about forecasting and budgeting.
Sure.
And comparing to your budget and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I wonder how many people actually do that. So this business plan that we write includes 3 years of financial projections, cash flow statements, balance sheets, break-even analysis, best case, worst case scenario. I'm running out of breath telling you all of the things that are in the financial model of the plan. The payroll analysis is so detailed that it breaks down how many hours the business will be open a year, how many full-time equivalents it takes to run the business during that year, what rate you're going to pay them, et cetera, et cetera. this business plan gets granular, and it's what puts you in a position in order to not only get financing, but to get your business lifted off the ground successfully.
And as a business owner, if I have to put something together in that granular level, I'm going to want to make sure I have somebody on my side, a good advisor, a good finance and accounting advisor, to help me put that information together.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things, just to kind of talk about how do we help a business owner achieve that? What we do at business in our Business Solutions Group is we will go into your business, analyze the operations, how you make revenue, how are bills paid, how does payroll go out, and we come up with a accounting infrastructure that works for you. Usually we like to go the virtual route, so we do a lot of cloud-based accounting, like you've mentioned in the beginning, Reg, because that also gives you some flexibility to the business owner, which is also key.
Well, it makes it easy for the business owner. You know, at the end of the day, what business owner likes to sit down and go over the financials, and, you know, all they're interested in is how much money do we make? And that means two things, in my opinion. Being a former CFO, I know. Top line revenue, how much money did we make? And bottom line, how much cash flow did we have?
Exactly.
Those are the two key points that business owners want to know about. And the only way that they're going to know about the second one is if they have a set of books
accurate. An advisor. And that's where we come in. That's exactly where we come in. Because one of the things we provide, we don't just do bookkeeping. We basically come in, do your accounting, get some reporting going so that you could see how you're doing, put together KPIs so you can see how you're doing in that aspect. And then we would also help with cash flow forecasts and budgeting so that you know where you're going.
Right. Okay, so Laura, great information, very, very helpful. You talked about some things that are real pain points that those wanting to get into business or business owners are having right now. And here I go again with that gosh darn, you know, flying an airplane analogy. But I think we're kind of at that flight plan stage. I think that this podcast has put us in the flight plan stage. Now we need to get into the cockpit and start figuring out what all of these little buttons and stuff are, then the lights and so on that we need to push and toggle and so forth.
So just to give everybody, all you listeners, an idea of what to expect, we will have future episodes where we will pick specific topics. They will be things like first step to becoming a franchisee. What are the do's and don'ts of a business plan? What are banks looking for when they finance a franchisee?
I think what we bring to the table here is, what do you need to avoid? What are pain points? How do those need to get addressed? And by virtue of the future podcast, we're going to be able to address those points. Like you just said, we're going to have guest speakers. These are going to be real life business owners who are going to tell you what it's been like for them, what they've gone through, what they're realizing, and what they've come to understand.
And we'll also have advisors. So attorneys, accountants alike, who can also kind of tell you some real world experiences that they've had and what they did to help some of the business owners. And really, at the end of the day, to finish up this episode, we want to make sure that small businesses thrive, that all businesses thrive. We do not want to see doors closed. So with that,
you're right.
Thank you so much for listening and look forward to the next episode.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.